This Sunday, ABC unveils a new miniseries that's being compared, for better or for worse, to Twin Peaks. It's called Wild Palms, and its executive producer is Oliver Stone. This is his first dabble in television. The four directors for the episodes are Kathryn Bigelow, Keith Gordon, Peter Hewitt, and Phil Joannoux. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has seen all of Wild Palms and has this review.
Let's set the stage with some music. If you tune to Wild Palms this Sunday, and you should, this is the first thing you'll hear. The opening theme, written by Ryuichi Sakamoto. And while the music's playing, you're watching Wild Palms. Palm trees, I mean, with the fronds blowing in a very strong wind. And as that's happening, you see, one by one, the superimposed names of the actors who are starring in this particular miniseries. If the synthesized music and zen-like images haven't set you up for something really weird, these credits will. Where else could you find Dana Delaney starring with James Belushi? Or Robert Loggia with Angie Dickinson? Or Kim Cattrall, the wanton woman from Porky's, with Ernie Hudson, the fourth member of Ghostbusters? Just how strange is Wild Palms? Well, it's set in Los Angeles in the year 2007. It's astoundingly visual, and it's the kind of TV show you have to watch religiously and carefully. Here's a taste in a scene where Bebe Neuwirth from Cheers plays a single mother with Ben Savage as her devoted son.
Mom, are you ever going to get married again?
Well, I don't know, Ivan.
Is it because you're still in love with Dad?
Well, maybe it's just difficult to meet someone as wonderful as your father was.
Is it because Dad was a man of God?
Not just that.
Hey, Mom, how about that real estate guy? You know, the one who sold us the house.
He was a little crude. Called me a fixer-upper.
At least you weren't a teardown.
Don't panic. Yes, that was a laugh track, and yes, that sounded pretty lame. But that's the point. What you just heard is a scene from Church Windows, a sitcom that's being performed on Wild Palms as part of the plot. And it's a big part of the plot because Church Windows is the first sitcom to be broadcast using a new variation on the technology known as virtual reality. You take a drug called Mimazine, tune into Church Windows, and the stars of your favorite sitcom will appear and perform, or appear to perform, right there in your living room. But there's an insidious purpose behind this seemingly innocent sitcom. Loggia plays a powerful senator who's part L. Ron Hubbard and part Ted Turner. His plan is to use the technology and the drug to control viewers, and in effect, to control reality. Belushi, as attorney Harry Wyckoff, is the hero of Wild Palms, even though he starts out by taking a job for the senator and unknowingly helping him with his evil plan.
I talked to the networks today. I got your deal.
I don't think I heard you right.
I settled the suit. I think you're going to be very happy.
You son of a bitch! You dare do those hatheads behind my back!
Listen to me! You've been preparing for this moment for 40 years. 40 years of visionary. Now act like one. You've got to sell the technology.
I told you never!
Can't you see they're going to get it anyway? This isn't some recipe for chili. It's only a matter of time before someone does it and does it better. Let them have it. This way, at least you retain some control.
Don't be scared by all the talk of this being cyberpunk or technodrama or any of those other postmodern descriptions. Wild Palms is a complex imaginative thriller with more original visuals than in 2 weeks' worth of MTV. And perhaps the most original visual of all is Kim Cattrall, who plays a futuristic femme fatale and looks a lot like Elvira on a good hair day. The rest of Wild Palms is all about who lines up on which side of the technology. There's an underground movement determined to stop it, a lot of devious people trying to control it, and even a few people being totally controlled by it. Over the course of 6 hours, there'll be a lot of betrayal, a lot of death, and a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Even though Oliver Stone's name is the one being plastered all over Wild Palms, it's really Bruce Wagner's baby. Wagner's the guy who wrote it, based on his own loony comic strip from Details magazine. And thanks to him, the plot plays like a 21st century I. Claudius. It takes until Monday night for Wild Palms to really take off, but stay with it, because it's the ride of the season. And, unlike Twin Peaks, it has an actual ending.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Daily News.